Blog Talk Radio. All right, folks, thank you. This is the Marty Smith Show. We're just listening to The Far Side, Passing Me By. And today's focus is on this cryptocurrency. There is an alert, the sideline, and pay attention to what's going on in detail. I talked to several folks over the last few weeks about the market and what they're doing and how they're positioning themselves and leveraging themselves. But with about every conversation, it's like the current political dynamic. Folks is trying to lace you in terms of, or seemingly, well, what are you in the play market, or what are you doing? What are you doing? How does it affect things? Are playing ignorant or stupid on one level in terms of trying to grasp cryptocurrency as if it's just a stock portfolio or investing in real estate. It has nothing to do with none of that. And trying to gauge where all this stuff is going, these new tokens, the hype. But I just focus on some common core principles that have to do with whatever you invest in. Whatever you put your interest in, your money, your time in. Investment is not just money. An investment could be time. It doesn't even have to be money. It could be knowledge into an area. But typically, under the term investment, you're investing in with a resource, time or money, or skill or labor. And you expect to gain interest or reward at some point. That's the nature of an investment. Even an investment in your own personal health should benefit you down the road. If not, denounced to the individual's plain senses immediately. So, we're going to look at the week in review of cryptocurrency. I follow a few people, and the Decrypt Daily, this young man is pretty good.
From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily, and my name is Matthew Diemer. Today on the show, it's our week in review. That's coming up on the Decrypt Daily. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, November 5th, 2021. Remember, the 5th of November. I got an email yesterday from the Czech Republic. What I mean by that is I got an email from someone that listened to the Decrypt Daily in the Czech Republic. So, wow, thanks for listening. And I'm really happy to see that we have people listening in Greece, in the Czech Republic. I mean, I can see how many people are listening in different countries all over the world by looking at my analytics. However, it is really cool to see when people email me from different countries and go, hey, I'm listening to you all the way over here. Thank you for listening, and thank you for sharing the podcast with your friends and family and having them listen too. I want to give a shout out to Max. Max is also a listener of the show, and he called me up or he emailed me the other day and said, hey, I want to donate to your campaign, but I want to talk to you first and just, you know, get to know you. And we had a great conversation. We spoke for probably about, I don't know, 45 minutes, an hour, about all kinds of different things. And then he donated to the campaign. He donated $1,000 to the campaign. I want to just give him a shout out and say Thank you for listening. Thank you for talking. Thank you for donating. And, hey, we have to get more crypto peeps into Washington and make sure that we grow this industry and have rational common sense to the frameworks that are going to be put in place. We just can't have people that are in Washington not knowing anything about this industry and trying to legislate, regulate, put frameworks in place, because it's not going to be beneficial for the innovation that's coming out and the ideas that are coming out of the space. So I want to say thank you for supporting me, supporting the campaign, and supporting the vision of people who get it in Washington. Enough of me rambling. Let's get into those crypto prices.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. And I'm recording this at 10:15 Eastern Standard Time. Bitcoin is sitting at $61,680, down 1% in 24. Ethereum, $4,517, down 1.2%. Binance Coin is up 8.9% at $608, which I'm going to, just give me one second, I'm going to click on Binance right now to see if that's an all-time high, because it might be pretty close. Its all-time high is, $690, set 6 months ago, so we are far away from that. Well, not too far, about 11%. Tether's in the number four spot, and Solana is at $236, down 2.3% in the number five spot. Right now, off the top 10, we have Cardano, XRP, Polkadot, Dogecoin, and USDC, and SHIB keeps falling. It is down 30% in 7 days. However, it's up 6% in 24 hours. Its market cap dropped around $2 billion overnight, but it is still up. I don't know what's going on here. Anyway, SHIB is having a little bit of – it's trying to figure out what's going on. If you guys remember – earlier this week, somebody moved almost $3 billion at the time of moving that. It probably dropped a little bit since then. But at the time that they moved their tokens, they moved nearly around $3 billion worth of SHIB to different wallets, making everybody think that the person who invested $8,000 in SHIB that turned into $5 billion over the course of the SHIB rise might be wanting to sell their SHIB, which is putting people in a little bit of a frenzy going, oh, no, if he sells, that's going to tank the price. So we're seeing a little bit of uncertainty in SHIB right now. Total market cap, we are at $2.73 trillion. A BTC dominance of 42.7% and an ETH dominance of 19.6%. And now it's time for coin of the day. Our coin of the day today is O3Swap, number 625 on CoinMarketCap. Its price is down 1% in 24. It's at $1.91. Its current market cap is 49.1 million. Fully diluted market cap is 190.9 million, which means there's 26% in circulation. Its all-time high price is $19.26, so it's down 90% from its all-time high price set 6 months ago, but it's up 44% from its all-time low at $1.32. So where can you buy O3Swap? O3Swap can be bought on ShitcoinMecca, Gate.io, Quovy Global, Uniswap, and that's pretty much it. And obviously, and probably swapped with itself on its own swap. Why? Because it is a swap. Just like any other swap, Uniswap, PancakeSwap, I opened up the O3Swap.com, and it is pretty much the same. You're swapping ERC-20s, USDTIC to select, let's see here, your different coin from KNC to Loopring to Matic to, it's a swap. So nothing real special about this. Somebody just made seems like a pretty generic swap. I don't know if there's anything special about this. If you are an O3Swap user and know that there's something special that's different between a PancakeSwap or an O3Swap or a Uniswap or any other kind of swap, just let me know and reach out to me. But that is O3Swap number 625 on CoinMarketCap, down 90% from its all-time high, but it's sitting at 44% from its all-time low. Moving into this week's Week in Review, it is only me today, so nobody else. So I'm just going to tell you what biggest news, at least for me, was this week. And I'm going to start off with Burger King, Dogecoin, Bitcoin, and Ethereum, and Robinhood, if you guys remember earlier this week, and what might be the biggest crypto sweepstakes of its kind, fast food giant Burger King will give away Doge, Bit, and Ethereum to a lucky few who spend $5 at its stores in its app through November 21st. And Robinhood will deliver the prices. So basically, you go in, make a purchase, and use their royal perks, apparently, And then they'll send you an email with a code or what have you, and then you go on and redeem it for your Dogecoin. Everybody, it seems, will get some kind of Dogecoin. There are 2 million Doge available. Everybody will get, like, one Dogecoin or, what is that, 26 cents today? But there are 20 Bitcoins available, and the odds of winning that is 1 in 100,000. And there's 200 Ethereum available, and the chance of winning that is 1 in 10,000. Anyway, this is Brand Synergy. You have Robinhood. You have Burger King. You have people giving away crypto. This is pretty cool. However, I just want to just point out that it seems weird that Robinhood is doing this. I mean, obviously, you want to get people aware. You want to get people to eat Burger King and get people on the Robinhood app. But remember, 40% of Robinhood's revenue comes from crypto, and 60% of that revenue comes from Dogecoin. And their crypto revenue has been down big over the past quarter. So I think this is an attempt to get people back into the fold, pop up their crypto kind of like awareness, and start getting crypto out there to people by using Robinhood, because they are losing revenue as of right now. So they're teaming up with Burger King. However, this could be good for anybody who wins. If you do win this, please send me an email, MatthewArnett@crypto.co, and let me know you won this Burger King sweepstakes. There's some news in the SEC and ETFs, and that was with the Valkyrie Bitcoin Fund. They delayed the decision to January 7th. They said this in a statement. The commission finds that it is appropriate to designate a longer period within which to issue an order approving or disapproving the proposed rule change so that it has sufficient enough time to consider the proposed rule change and issues raised in the comment letters that have been submitted. So basically, the SEC is pushing this back to make sure that they take everything into consideration. Remember, when it comes to a future Bitcoin ETF, it is a negative consent model. So basically, you apply for a futures Bitcoin ETF or a futures ETF in general, and if they don't say, nah, you can't do this, then you're good to go. They have to say, no, you can't, and if they say nothing, then you will have a futures ETF. Totally bizarre. But with a spot ETF, they have to confirm. You need affirmative approval from the SEC to launch your spot ETF. So it means that they have to okay it, but people are submitting letters and comments, and they're getting all kinds of opinions from different sides saying why this should happen and why it shouldn't happen. Well, apparently they need time to consider all of that. One of those letters are from Representative Tom Emmer from Minnesota and Darren Soto from Florida. It's a bipartisan letter from the Congressional Blockchain Caucus, which I hope to be part of one day. Today they sent a letter to the Securities and Exchange Commissioner, Gary Gensler. Your question is, why don't we have a Bitcoin ETF? They wrote, we question why, if you are comfortable allowing trading an ETF based on derivative contracts, you are not equally or more comfortable allowing trading to commence in ETFs based on spot Bitcoin. Bitcoin spot ETFs are based directly on the asset, which inherently provides more protection for investors. Remember, a Bitcoin spot ETF will allow people that don't want to buy a store of Bitcoin themselves to get in on the action. Instead of buying Bitcoin on a crypto exchange, they could buy it and trade it on a stock exchange. These two congressmen, they say that they're not taking sides. But they aren't buying Gary Gensler's argument that derivatives are safer. Remember, if you're buying futures ETFs, basically you're gambling on the future price of something. This is just buying Bitcoin, but on a stock market. And I agree with them. It seems just more responsible to have a Bitcoin spot ETF than a futures ETF. I don't know why they didn't do this, but they are getting pressure to get this done from congressmen. Staying in the political realm, remember the Biden administration earlier this week said to Congress, you put stablecoins under federal supervision or we will. If U.S. lawmakers don't act, regulators will have the authority to take their own measures, according to a long-awaited report from the President's Working Group on Financial Markets. The U.S. government published a long-awaited report on stablecoins, and this report was published on Monday, by the way, outlining proposed measures that can pose challenges to the business model or even the very existence of some companies that issue digital tokens, which are designed to hold the same value as fiat currencies like the dollar. The report published by a consortium of federal agents, including the Treasury Department, calls for Congress to pass laws that require stablecoin issuers to become insured depository institutions, or, as we like to call them, banks. Now, you might think that everybody's going to be against this. However, Circle, the parent company of USDC, pledged to hold only dollars and short-term treasury bills and to apply the federal bank charter. In a statement, Jeremy Allaire, the CEO of Circle, praised the report's recommendations. So it looks like he's on the side of the regulators in this case. Well, maybe since he's already positioned himself to comply with these regulations, that means he's going to be the big winner if these regulations come out. So what do I think of it? I'm not too sure about what it means to be a bank, per se, in the eyes of the law or regulators, but I could say very, very easily, if you're called a stablecoin and your stablecoin to the dollar have equal amount of dollars backing that stablecoin, that's it. And if you need a law to make sure that happens, then make a law to make sure that happens. But one-to-one, dollars or short-term treasury bills to your backed stablecoin. Makes total sense. It's actually pretty common sense. Moving into a couple stories from today. Coinbase announced yesterday that trading of Ethereum-based Crow, or CRO, will begin immediately. The listing has been a boon for Crow, which reached an all-time high of like 40 cents. It's up like 40% in the past 24 hours. A lot of the volume is now coming from Coinbase, and it's now the 23rd largest cryptocurrency by market cap with about $10 billion in the token. Yikes, what happened? Didn't see this one coming. Well, Crow is a token from Crypto.com, and Crypto.com is one of the top five biggest spot crypto exchanges by volume, similar to Binance Coin. Users of the exchange can be awarded in Crow. So users of the exchange, they can receive the rewards in Crow just like on Binance, and they can use that to pay for services at a discount. So your maker and taker fees or any other transaction fees, you can use Crow instead of using out of like the token that you are trading with. You can use your Crow. You could also use it to access DeFi or applications for lending and borrowing and asset swaps without a centralized intermediary. It's a lot like Binance and BNB. However, a lot of people are raising eyebrows and going, like, why are you putting and listing competitors to you on your exchange? Like, Coinbase is an exchange, a spot trading exchange for the most part, and so is Crypto.com. By putting their token there and pumping their market cap, you are helping them. But Brian Armstrong says, we want to be the Amazon of assets. We want to list every asset that's legal. And basically they said, hey, I don't care. If you're running a good business, you can.
All right, folks, that's so important, what this gentleman just said. I was trying to explain this in detail all week, that the way this thing is structured and the way you are seeing it move forward is that retailers, banks, institutions, credit companies, the traditional market structure is now becoming a supporter of cryptocurrency by allowing their products, merchandise, whatever, to be exchanged on current platforms, new. Some of these Burger King is big enough to make their own burger coin, you know what I mean? And so are some of the others. I got into a conversation last week with a young man who's trying to see what he could do with $1,000 in cryptocurrency. And I'm like, you can do a lot right now. But then the conversation kind of always shifts to, well, did I miss Bitcoin because it's 60,000? I'm like, well, there are coins or what we would say tokens. They're all coins are tokens, and they're all assets. That pretty much follow the same trajectory as Bitcoin, hourly, minute by minute, daily. And I've pulled up a few. And so you could see it, and then you could pull up both graphs. And I always am saying that I'm rarely interested in hourly shift or weekly shift. I'm more looking at 6 months, 3 and 6, and a year trends, because that's going to tell you based on what the market is doing. There's information in the market, right? Let's be clear. It's what this young man was talking about. Information in the marketplace. That's his whole focus, is information in the marketplace. And so
business, you listen to Coinbase and buy the coin. He wants everybody on there. Come to Coinbase. It doesn't matter what your business model is. My business model, is to list coins and buy and sell and trade crypto, which is pretty cool.
And what he's talking about is Coinbase, which I am a member. I said I would give you all my code or put it online, and I have it. And I, you know, because I don't need 3,000 questions. And they give you some free money to set up your account, which is good. And so I had another encounter this week where somebody was asking me about my platforms in crypto. And I said, well, Lute, I only deal with the top three or four or five, depending on your perspective. I said, so I'm on crypto.com, Coinbase. I said, I have accounts with all those others, but, you know, for me, what my perspective is, and if you listen to what this gentleman was saying, I don't need to be on Robinhood, because Robinhood is only focused, or they have all most of their body politics and network is in one or two type coins. So I wanted to approach it more like that's an investor that's going through, for instance, technically, another blockchain to get you guys to invest. And they're attractive, but it's more like popularism for me. So I don't follow popular trends, and, you know. And that was its own debate. Like, you know, man, you cannot be on Facebook and then take that info and run with it, or Fox News or CNN or any of this stuff. You're going to have to actually really, really take some time. And this brother had a Coinbase account. I said, do you go to this? I clicked on my account. It says for you. It says for you in your own account. So if you set up a Coinbase account, which is a blockchain, and that's like your exchange. It's like your New York Stock Exchange, your Pacific Stock Exchange. Okay, your NASDAQ, it's an exchange. They see where your money's going. They see where you're sending it. They're looking at everything you do. Brings me to another scenario. This ain't no hustle either at this point. We're talking about the Securities Exchange Commission, federal investigators, financiers. Politics is coming into it. I'm trying to get out of the framework of trying to explain right now what a stable coin is as opposed to a non-stable coin, or what a centralized or a DFC or NFT or a decentralized blockchain versus centralized. You know, that can get rather exhausting. Everything you've heard today touches every one of those areas. But if you had a Coinbase account, for instance, you just go for you, and they have current news. This stuff, whatever's going on in this community of cryptocurrency, the news is coming out. You can then double back that up sometimes with Yahoo Finance. It's just straightforward what the marketplace is. I would not necessarily do with the top four traditional media outlets because they're commercial and they don't track this publicly. They'll tell you when, breaking news, Bitcoin is at $300,000, you know, this, that, and the other. This coin has lost $7 billion, blah, blah, blah. Or somebody tweeted that. That doesn't do anything but tell you that they create Richter scales in the market and little shakes here and there and there. That's not helpful. You actually need to, like, have your Coinbase account on all day, be attentive to the news, and then they have another link right next to it, education, and then they have another link, what's hot, top trades, whatever. But more importantly, they have one where you can just click, read articles, watch videos, for a simple test based on what you just read, which will help your basic knowledge and understanding, and get that cryptocurrency for free. So one of my homies, he saw my account. He was like, he thought I was him. He's like, oh, man, you got this and that and this. And I'm like, bro, damn near 30 different cryptos in this wallet. And I said, most importantly, look at this one. USD coin by the dollar. I said, you got to keep cash in your accounts. So they start asking me about specific coins based on some theory of politics and whatever. It's just like, oh, well, I'm not going to get a vaccine. I'm not going to get a that or this, or I'm not going to vote for this. I'm like, bro, I give a damn about that. That has nothing to do with these accounts. Things that will affect these accounts on a political grand nature is if they pass the infrastructure plan. So you'll see monies flowing in areas that may actually affect some of the, we just said Burger King is in the crypto market. One of my friends asked me, who's trying to learn this, basically, can I buy a Mercedes-Benz using cryptocurrency? I'm like, bruh. And we was on Rodeo Drive. I said, look, half this stuff out here, they didn't buy that with cash. I said, you got to get down with the get down. But understanding it is the best place to be, because you don't want to lose your damn shirt. However, this takes me to the next level. When I was in finance, that was a business school as an undergraduate. That's when you didn't have crypto back then. You know, all you had was the tradition, real estate, then savings and loans, and always stock. And the professor, who I admired, he had a little small consulting company, and he'd always talk about $7 million this year, $2 million, and back there, and you know. And I was in college in the 80s. That was big money. Now we throw $1 million down, a meal ticket, you know, that ain't like nothing. $100,000 here, $200,000, $40,000, that ain't nothing now, the way we talk and express ourselves about it. But in 1985 and 1986, when I was getting my bachelor's degree in business and economics, because that's how it is. And I decided that I can't focus on my third degree, which was music, dance, partying, and kicking it, as opposed to focusing on the numbers at that particular time. But what the professor did a lot for many of us in the class that paid attention, and it was an allotment. He was already what we would call rich. He did this because he was kind of, he had started the company some years ago, and he was older, and he was just turning it over slowly, and he would talk about all that experience. And then we never knew what he did. You know, these concepts were huge to us. So I'm a consultant. And back then, just being a consultant was like, yeah, the right-hand man. You know, everybody had a consultant that had big, big, big money. The consultants say. I'm like, well, what do you consult? He's like, finance. So as he broke it down and he talked very clearly, I understand it better now. It was probably a little over my head at times then. But he talked clearly about a couple of things. One being, he says, I deal with the big boys. And the big boys was all of the other top-rate accounting financial companies. So I guess back then it would be Anderson, stuff like Deloitte and Touche, a few of them. I'm not going to go down the list. But these be accounting firms / finance firms that had these divisions where they do consulting. But he was a finance consultant. And basically, he said, we only deal with a very small amount of information and consultations. So we're not accountants. We take what those numbers are and we make you money. We double, triple, whatever we do, your money. And we're known for doing this in certain areas of these mega corporations. And so one of his companies was like Ford Motor Company. And then he had some other ones. And then this, that, and the other. And he was also consulting, brokerage houses. I think he's, back then Charles Schwab would walk across the campus. Actually, Charles would walk across the campus. That was before his son came on as a student. And he would have seminars all the time. So he was a heavyweight. But what the professor pretty much said, and it changed my mindset in terms of everything. I applied that to everything I did. I may have over-applied it, but it's a good standard, and I'll share it with you. So all we had was a stock market. And he, we're in college, so we're trying to think about, the future and this, that, and the other. And this professor used to hire us, some of us. He would survey the class and like, if you're good enough, I'll put you on my team. And we had students come back and talk to the class a couple of years after graduation. And I remember looking at it, corporated out. Look at the clear and the bags forming around their eyes and the haircuts and the shoes and the suits and the females and how they were carrying themselves and the same guys you might have been drunk with at the rugby game 2 years ago. Now he is got on a 4-piece button-down suit with double-sole wingtips telling you how to get paid. And you ain't graduated. And all you're thinking about is going to the next kegger. The professor said, I would rather you invest in the stock market in some capacity and lose your shirt, fail, rather than sit on the sideline and be analytical or critical about the whole adventure and not reap the rewards of investing. Now, with that comes the whole depth psychology. If you put 10 cents aside every hour, in 3 months, you'll be like, what? Yeah. If you did it every day, if you didn't have nothing in 3 months, you'll be like, okay. And let's say you did $3. And as you moved on and up and went, you just moved to $3. Your dollar cost average. You start low, you build it up. You're going to listen to a guy talks about just putting $5 aside, which I agree. That's how I built up my first 401k. And I was wise enough to put enough money in based on the tax code so that I wouldn't end up over putting money in and then having to pay higher taxes or less putting money in and end up having to pay higher taxes. So it was like, yeah, out of sight, out of mind money. That's a whole nother conversation. So why would you just want to get in the market and lose your shirt? Because the professor said you can get back up. The longer you wait and on the sideline, it's going to affect your ability to take risks. Risk-taking is important. My old accounting professor back during those times, she said, Marcellus, you do not take enough risk. She gave us some type of assessment test, and everybody had to go meet with her individually, and she basically looked at me in my eyes and says, you do not take enough risk. And there was nothing I could do to argue with her or this. I'm like, you know what? You damn right I don't. I couldn't even say the obvious, which is I'm a black guy from South L.A., and I'm not trying to risk it all, so I'm going to stay in the middle lane and just try not to, you know, just like skiing down a mogul. I'm not trying to hit all that air. I'm just trying to get off this hill and go in a straight line, or at least the best line is don't keep me out of bounds. So you got to take risk in the marketplace. But risk based on knowledge and information is best. Again, Coinbase has news, information they get into. You can just click on a cryptocurrency, go to trade, pull up what that coin does, how it is associated with the market, what they're doing with their money. And that's why I ended up and continue to put funds aside for strategic, in my mind, strategic financial plays that essentially suggest that Burger King is going to now be taking some type of crypto for their burgers or whatever and getting into this hot spot. What is the banking or the blockchaining or the coinage behind the structure? And so just then they're, for instance, using Ethereum or Dogecoin or A-coin, any coin. That don't help. You actually then have to get into what is that coin doing and where is that taking you? Because that coin may be associated with something that's literally $5 a share that started at $5 a coin, rather, that started at 50 cents or 5 cents or less than that. So you need to be tracking, and then you see growth in places. So they may have started 4 or 5 years ago doing this. Now they've expanded into Burger King, and now they got Citibank, who has their hand in this. And now they're working with some bank in Europe, and now they have a way to move money. Currency, that's why they call it currency. It's nothing but money. It's just digital. That's why you need to really focus on getting into, clicking on, looking at, going way beyond me and the folks that's all in your face and your partners and homies. Don't do partner homie investing. Don't work, ain't gonna work. What you can and must do is get all of this matter for yourself because you're investing your funds. If somebody foolish enough to give you to invest, that doesn't mean that they're foolish. They may have money to give to invest because they already did it. You know what I mean? I have never went and asked for money on any platform until about 3 weeks ago. I put up some music that's just been sitting on my damn data that I produced, and I'm like, you know what? And then I kept clicking, and then it just led to that, and then now it's up for Facebook, trying to get money for a mixer or something. And I clicked the wrong number. I was trying to click 2,000. I ended up with the thing, you know, I may have been using my phone. I was. And it wasn't, it was freaking out. It took me out at 200, and I was trying to press another zero. And all that funds go right to my at Blue National on Cash App at Blue National. And I was like, and then it was like, okay, well, we'll just start sending you money. I get up the next day or two, somebody sends a couple of trinkets, cents or whatever. And I was like, wow. Then my mind went into just, what if I could get 100,000 people to send 20 cents and then 1,000,000 people to send 20 cents and so on and so forth. I'm like, well, I guess you could. You would have to let them know. Well, the marketplace is like that. Knowledge of what these coins, this crypto and where it's going and how it's spider webbing outward like a galaxy from one place of Bitcoin to Ethereum to whatever coin and then next coin and next. And how these little digital structures actually manifest, you have to have a knowledge concept of this. There is a Bitcoin office somewhere of brick and mortar. Trust me. There is a office somewhere for Litecoin of brick and mortar. It may not be the biggest 17-story skyscraper, but everything goes back to some basics. Somebody is dealing with this apparatus. The whole point of getting you in at a depthful psychological level is so that you don't make the mistake of first not getting in the marketplace, B, being hesitant about getting in the marketplace because you didn't do enough research on your own damn, and C, not thinking things through long term is important.
Hey, what's up, good people? Welcome to Stock Up with Larry Jones. I'm going to ask you guys to make sure that everyone views this. Hit the like button because it keeps me out there. And if you're new to the page, hit the like, subscribe, and most importantly, hit the notification bell, okay? Now, I want you guys to continue sharing this page because let's look at the last 24 hours of Shiba Inu. These are my Wayne Wayne glasses. Remember those? For those of you that don't know, different world. All right, so listen, let's get right into it. We're going to talk about SHIB, but here's the deal. I'm going to keep you guys informed with SHIB from here on out, but here's the deal. I'm going to talk about SHIB, but I'm also going to talk about other stock and other crypto in every video, okay? So I'm not just going to be the SHIB guy, but I want to give you guys some more ways to make money that are more safe and less speculative, okay? Let's talk about SHIB, all right? Remember, I am not your financial advisor. Anything I say is not a suggestion for you to buy, sell, or hold a stock. I'm telling you what Larry is doing. Now, I'm going to share with you my P&L from yesterday to today. So as we know, CoinMarketCap messed up on the existing shares of SHIB that was out there. But Shiba Inu is telling them, fix it, right? I'm just giving you the gist of everything. Robinhood is saying, we can't list it with all of these problems going on. And I don't blame Robinhood. You remember, I call Robinhood, a.k.a. Robin the Hood. But just think about this. Robinhood had that big mess. Remember when all you could do is sell and you couldn't buy and all of that? Just imagine if they listed SHIB. And with the volume that SHIB had, that they couldn't transact those orders incorrect. And they had to go back into sell-only mode, and you couldn't buy. It would be the end of Robinhood. And so
And folks, that's why you have to be mindful of something I said earlier. You're putting your money in a sub-investment firm. You might as well go to the major holding place like Crypto, Beyonce, Coinbase, and the whole those the top five, the top tier ones. Because he's telling you exactly what the damn problems are. That's why you have to be long-term thinking. And to suggest that whatever issues are going on with SHIB aren't actually as manufactured as Joe Manchin trying to hold up whatever he's trying to do for whatever reason and how that works is foolish. Of course, this is exact timing. Robinhood is been going back and forth for a week now about, oh, we're not going to list SHIB, we're going to list SHIB. It's obvious. Well, we can't listen because it's got a problem. Well, it's a self-correcting and created problem. At the same time, you have a sell-off from major brokerages who this dude just sold off $3 billion in SHIB. And he's sending messages. When you move money around, it makes it look like, okay, this little old account did all this and this, that, and the other. But, nah, it's a smart investor going to do all this. That's why I have more than three tokens or five. And that's why I'm not political about the token or what. I'm more on what is this thing going to do in 5 years? Or will have done in 3 years to get to the fifth. That's the logic, because long-term investing back in the day was a 30-year hold, a 15-year hold, a B-year hold for some folks because they was planning for retirement when you actually could sit money aside and not have to touch it again back in those golden days until you were ready to retire. And everything worked out fine, and they delivered the milk on time, and the diapers came in a bag, in a box. All righty.
One of the things that Robinhood is doing is they're waiting until this gets fixed. And I know that CoinMarketCap, the name incorrectly, but they're trying to fix it. Like I said on last night's video, this is not over. No one knows how it's going to go. They mess up the evaluation, which means that there's more circulating share that's out there, which equals dilution in the existing shares. Okay, follow so far? So that's what's going on in the SHIB saga. Now, I'm going to share with you guys. And listen, I'm only doing this not to go, oh, look at how many SHIB that Larry has. Or this is literally to encourage somebody out there, okay? So let's go to SHIB right now. So now look at this. This is SHIB. And what I want to show you right now is this is where the fight is, right? Let's go to the one day, okay? All right, here's what I did last night. I bought more SHIB right here. It went down that low, and I bought more SHIB. And so you guys know I did proper profit taking in my swing trade in my Webull, but I actually bought more SHIB. I now have, again, over 2 billion SHIB, okay? Now, I want you to see my P&L for just today. Look at this. Now, that number in the upper right-hand corner represents just today, from last night to just today. So now, good people, what I'm doing is I'm not bragging and I'm not.
And folks, my numbers reflect the exact same thing. I don't have 2 billion in SHIB. I have 2 million. Pull up my account, and it says what that has accrued every hour or since the day you got that damn account. It has done nothing but move up. So the reality, now let me be clear about his numbers. Profit was up on the right side about 34,000. Let's be clear, the man has like $70,000 invested in shit. He intends to be a billionaire. That's what's going to happen. And on the way, if he just made $30,000, a lot of folks will take that off the top and go back to scratch. Just like being at the crap tables. I'm not going to keep putting my money back out there. Let me just put all them money, give me all them hundreds, and then I'll start back from scratch, start a whole new game. That's when by the end of the night, you'd be like, now, man, you got chips all everywhere. I don't know where these chips came from. I mean, that's one of the worst feelings, to get back on the plane and I ain't even cashed out my $100 chips. Well, I'll go back next week. But that's what the gentleman is pretty much describing. And I was trying to explain this to my partner the other day. Whereas he's like, put my money here. But I'm like, bro, I'm more on the dollar cost averaging, buying on dips, and paying attention to certain things that is going to affect this marketplace. The hype and the politics, not. But when you see something that's got like a $40 billion cap, meaning $40 billion. That's money. I think I want to look at this a little more soberly because I could fuck around and become a millionaire by accident, playing around. Damn near how I got married.
I'm saying I don't want, this is not to say, oh, you got that mini shield where everybody can't do that. No, yes, you can. The message in this is never panic. Sale. You see just the percentage. You see how much money I would have missed out had I panic sale sold yesterday. Now, if I sold today, it would not be out of panic, but I will be in a better position than what I was yesterday. Now, I don't know what the weekend is going to do, but I'm telling you guys, like I said, I've been doing this long enough to tell you. I've been doing this over 25 years. Over 27 years now, it's never a good idea to panic sell, especially when I saw the volume. Yeah, I know a lot of people were selling.
Hey, I carry a gun for a living sometimes and a badge. It ain't never a good idea to panic, even if you ain't got one, even if you ain't in the marketplace. That was the message I had to my boy. Stop worrying about Bitcoin and this big theme item. And get in the marketplace, get off the sideline of thinking, understand this is how you do this. He could have taken, Larry Jones, who you're listening to, could have taken that 30 G's and then bought how many pieces of Ethereum? He just moved those coins right into Ethereum. He ain't lost nothing, and he's about to put odds on his whole bet.
Last night, out of fear. But a lot of wise investors saying, hey, this is getting in. It's like a camel walking up and bowing. Like, this is making it easier for me to get on his back. So while fear was selling, investors were buying. Okay, good people? That's what I wanted to show you guys. And that's what I'm saying. It's never a good idea. Never, ever a good idea. The panic sale. It's going to cost you money. Whether you were buying it and you were still up, but now you would have made less money by selling yesterday, okay? Now here we are at this current time of shooting this video. We're at 62. Remember on yesterday I was telling you guys that I was buying and I thought it was a good buy under, if it dropped under 40, so I'm going to just say quad zero and 500. I thought it was a good support. And I put my money where my mouth is, and I now have over 2 billion shares because I trade on convictions and not emotions, okay? But listen, good people.
All right, folks, he's taking a commercial break, but let me say, that's the whole point. Conviction, not emotion, not hype. I don't need to know what's going on with TikTok to invest in shares. Over the last month, SHIB has been up 229%, 5-6, as of right now. Over the year, 73.9 million percent. Since its inception. Over the hour, as of right now, it lost 3.53%. Over the week, now why are these important? The hour is important because it's showing me what's going on in the hour. You could be at 10 cents at the top of the hour and at 1 cent at the bottom on your way to spike up to $3 over the next weekend. I have to pay attention. You have to pay attention to when it's spiking and when it's teetering and tottering and if it drops down. And if you look at on your Coinbase account or any reputable account like crypto.com, it'll show the ripple line. And so you buy on your dips when it gets as low as possible. In some cases, you do have to buy on the rise because the rise is lower than what the highest price point would have been an hour ago, a week ago. I prefer 1 month, 3 months, 6 month averages because it gives me a better psychology as opposed to hourly averages or weekly averages for maintaining investment strategy. So dollar cost averaging, catching the dips. However, I will, and I'm being trying to regurgitate what I just said earlier, look at those hourly and daily averages up to a week to catch the right low dip in the current time. Because even when I look at that in place where I bought it, let's say right now is buy for me. We don't give investment advice. But for the week is down, SHIB. I'm talking SHIB. It's at 0.00005. This thing has been as high as 0.00008. I know, because I bought in at around 0.00002. I'm looking at the month average, and it shows where my price point was when I got in. Because I've only been in SHIB about a month. No, that's not correct. It's October is when I got up in this. And even on that level, why did I even get involved? Because I had my ear to the ground. I was listening and people started talking. And then I'm into space and stuff and into piloting and aircrafting, and I'm into that stuff. So Elon Musk's name always pops up and this, that, and the other. And so I start chasing stuff, and then I keep my ear to the ground. I listen to nightly news every day. I listen to the news. I listen to the same news every day. And what that does do is give me a rhythm. And like I'm telling you, follow the same tokens every day. Follow the same blockchains. Follow the same information news networks that give you the stuff that we're talking about. If they're not telling you like we're telling you how to think in the marketplace, you're not going to be successful. One thing Larry does do is he reminds me of my big homie. That's paid. That's how you do this. I know you're going to do your own thing. This is how it's working for me. I'm not going to tell you where to put your money, but I'm going to tell you about the game. Me and Larry's talking game. You talking game? That's a whole new platform. Young man went to Oakland, and he was just in everybody's business, all over the place. Nobody, you know, so then we was like, who is you? And I saw him one day backstage somewhere, wherever. And I said, bro, I'm from L.A., homie. I've been up here for like, maybe 15 years. I said, I pretty much was raised up here because I came up here like 18 and I didn't know nothing about the world either. And these adults, good folks, brought me to where I am and my peers. I said, but up here, you got the peep game. Come up here trying to get in everybody's game and get in the game. Don't ask a lot of questions. If you peep game, we gonna see you peeping, and we'll let you in the game, bro.
Take for me to open up the door for the GLP. Rack,
You're listening to the Marty Smith Show.
Listen, good people. If you just have all of your money and share, then why are you chasing Satoshi, or whatever that is, the Satoshi token, right? Why are you chasing Fuki? Why are you chasing those just looking for the next gamble? And it's cool if you have money in other places, good people. It's cool to get in and get out of these plays if you have money in other places. For instance, take a look at Solano. Look at what Solano did in the 1 year, right? Solano is up 16.7% in the last year. 16.7% in the last year. As a matter of fact, I'm dollar cost average buying more Solana, okay? And then what we're going to do.
Let's be clear. What does that mean? I own Solana. And I have dollar cost averaging on many of my assets. Dollar cost averaging is very simple. Every week or every month or every 2 weeks or every day, you set a dollar aside. So every week, I just pick up $25 and Ethereum. Every week I pick up Cardano. Every week I pick up XTC and this and that one and this and that one. And that's just a small portion of that entire, maybe 6 out of 30 total that are in dollar cost averaging. The other ones I track just like I told you earlier. I also was able to take my accounts, Coinbase and all of them, and you can set alerts, meaning you're going to get a text message when, or a beep or however you want it, or a phone call or whatever. Maybe not a phone call unless you know how to set that up for yourself, which essentially you'll be sending a message to another service to send you a phone call. If you got two phones, you could probably do it. I'll show you how one day. You want to set up the dollar cost average. You don't have to go platinum. Then you want to set up additional portfolios. So we're talking about the top tier, top five type stuff. This is where we're at. Coinbase, certainly, crypto wallet, Beyonce. There's a many. But just don't go to the app store and just start clicking some shit and I want to get in the game. Read the reviews, read the comments. Get into the newspaper and look at what's going on in the general financial market and they'll actually tell you. Hey, blah, 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 just signed something up with Webull, or somebody just signed up with Robinhood, or blah, 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 blah. And let me say this about Coinbase. Their desire to want to, also, I see this at crypto. They have their competition. It's like you go to the spot that's sponsored by Coca-Cola and they selling Pepsi too. Well, come on, bro. Really? Yeah, we not hating because we want your Pepsi dollars, your Coca-Cola dollars, your monkey dollars, your Dr. Pepper dollars. Amen.
we're going to look at Ethereum. Ethereum is up 981%, 981.35%. That's how much Ethereum is up, good people. And so what's the risk to Ethereum? What's the risk to Solana? Very low. Very low. Now, I believe, and most people doing what I do believe, that these coins are just going to go up in value year over year. There's going to be volatility. There's going to be sell-offs. But if you've been rolling with me, we bought our Ethereum at 1700, right? A couple of times. If you remember that, put it down in the comments. 1700 is where we loaded up. And I have more Ethereum than I do SHIB. I could sleep at night with my Ethereum because I believe that Ethereum will be $6,000 a share by the end of this year. We're only a month out. We're all right, you know, next month is December, good people. At least by January of next year, I believe it's going to be at $6,000. Remember, I bought it at $1,700, all right? These are some of the principles that I want you to start adopting while we are chasing these other coins. If you've been with me for a year, I took my wife's stimulus check and my stimulus check. And you say, why'd you get a stimulus check with the kind of money you make? Because we were both unemployed and filing for unemployment. But that's where we were during COVID, all right? But what I did was, right in front of you guys, and you remember, I took $2,400 and I turned it into $53,000 in just crypto. And I did it in real time in front of you guys. And so what I'm saying is, this is not bragging about, oh, Larry's so good. What I'm saying is I'm encouraging you to invest, not just trade and do swing trades and just be in speculative place. Yeah, I'm going to make a lot of money on
Larry, you're playing, Larry. Just say what the hell need to be said. Don't sugarcoat it. This ain't no get rich quick. If you're thoughtful and you can plan and you can follow some basic understanding of everything he's saying. I came along on this, brother. I don't even know his philosophies other than what is sound science. I do know sound science. So 2 weeks ago, I was surfing around, like I said, looking for good information, and he popped up. And as soon as I saw him, I'm like, yeah, I don't need him. He's looking like a slick salesman. They want me to buy his shit and this, that, and just clink my link, and we'll tell you how to make $1,000 an hour. Blah, 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 blah. I drive a Bentley, and blah, blah, blah. My wife has gold hair. Literally, it's gold. 21 carat. You know, I'm like, but I clicked on, and he was talking a scientific message based on business knowledge. Yeah, he got that Deion Sanders-type delivery. Yeah, he's got Michael Irving. He's more like a Michael Irving type, which is so entertaining to watch. He's very entertaining to watch. But his story's true. Just like Michael Irving and Deion Sanders. They did that shit. I ain't no hater. And how you dress up to tell me you did it has nothing to do with what you're trying to do for me. So what if you had just did what he did by half? I said, this dude he said he has more Ethereum than SHIB. He just showed us his SHIB numbers. And again, this brother's name is Larry Jones on YouTube. He's very good. I haven't checked his actual financial records or books, and I don't know if he has a public corporation to do so. And I don't care. But based on all of the stuff that the white folks taught me when I was in college, it makes good sense to invest long term and not to be so twisted to think you're going to come up like tomorrow.
Don't make a lot of money. I plan on it. And what I did was, right in front of you guys, and you remember, I took $2,400 and I turned it into $53,000 in just crypto. And I did it in real time in front of you guys. And so what I'm saying is, this is not bragging about, oh, Larry's so good. What I'm saying is I'm encouraging you to invest, not just trade and do swing trades and just be in speculative plays. Yeah, I'm going to make a lot of money on SHIB. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to make a lot of money. I plan on it. And but that's short term. My long term plays are the plays like Solana, like Ethereum, like Bitcoin, you know, like Microsoft, like Tesla, like Apple. Those are my long term investments. So I went hiking today, and I know I got to share this with you. Here's an acorn. I was up in the mountains here in Southern California on my fifth hike, and they gather these acorns. The squirrels gather these acorns for months, getting ready for the winter, right? And so while we're in these speculative plays, I want you guys to be gathering these acorns like the squirrels, because winter's coming. And what that means is one day the speculative plays will crash. I believe there's a lot more upside. I believe there's a lot more upside for this coin. I believe it's years for the SHIB coin, because I believe that it's going to have use cases, okay? But while we're in these speculative plays, we also need to be invested, all right? So that's the deal with me, good people. If you're new to the page, I'm going to continue to tell you about SHIB. I'm going to keep you posted, but I'm also going to teach you how to build generational wealth. So we're not just getting rich, we're getting wealthy, all right? And if you, if I've helped you in any way over this last year, do me a couple of favors. Continue to comment below, and I want everybody to hit the like button. If you're not subscribed, please go ahead and subscribe. But the biggest thing I want you guys to do for me is to continue to share my page with your loved ones, your friends, et cetera, because that lets me know I'm doing a good job, right, good people? And so tomorrow, I'll probably take the day off, but most of the times I do post on Sunday night, so I see you guys Sunday night, unless something earth-shattering happens. I may just drop you guys something on Saturday, but I'm trying to unplug just for one day, good people. I love you guys. Listen, two links below. I'm telling you guys, if you don't have Webull and if you don't have Coinbase downloaded, you need to download both of these apps, especially the Webull app. Download it. That's where I do my swing trading. So if you already have SHIB in Coinbase, that's where I bought it low, I'm holding. But if you want to swing, take profits, that's what I do in the Coinbase. As a matter of fact, if you don't have $100 to put in there, just put $50, $25 in Coinbase. They will let you, I'm sorry, in Webull, they will let you do that, okay? But just be ready so you're not waiting. Now's the time to be ready when it's still low, because opportunities are going to come like this SHIB coin. It's going to be a bunch of other coins and other stocks and other opportunities, but you got to be ready. And then don't keep all of your money in the bank. You have to keep some in your trading brokerages. I don't care if it's Fidelity. I don't care if it's TD Ameritrade. You got to be armed, ready to fire. Okay, good people? We're going to see what this weekend brings. But just think about that number of how much money I'm up today. That used to be my year's salary back in the day. And I'm up that much because I did not panic sell. All right, good people? I love you guys. Have a great weekend. Live long, long. Man, Steve Rowland.
check gets erected, let's begin. Party on, party people, let me hear some noise. EC's in the house, jump, jump, rejoice. There's a party over here, a party over there. Wave your hands in the air, shake the dairy, yeah. These three words mean you're getting busy. Whoop, that is Hitman. You folks, what it's all about. Now it's time for us to get on the mic and make this motherfucking party hot. I'm taking it back to the old school, cause I'm an old fool who's so cool. If you wanna get down, I'ma show you the way. There it is, let me hear you say. On deck, rock the mic, uh-oh, I crave skin, rip, find a honey just to dip it in, slam dunk it, stick it, flip it and ride that B-double-O-T-Y, oh my, ooh, that's it, come on, come on, whoop, there it is, I'm done.
To these services and seminars and so on, but you must do more than that. You must take them with you. And so I've brought a number of books and tapes. Let's see if I can display them here. And I want you to take them with you. You see, one of the secrets of being what you want to be, doing what you want to do, and having what you want to have, is that you must become a tapeaholic and a bookaholic. What did I say? A tapeaholic and a bookaholic. Well, I listen to these things myself. I watch these things myself. Just like Dr. Shula said one time, he said, you know, things got so bad, I started reading my own books. And I'm going to tell you something. If this stuff didn't work for me, I wouldn't be giving it to you. I tested it. Oh, where would you start? You can't go wrong with any of this. One of the last things that I did was that seminar over at Bishop Jordan's, I and Bishop Jordan together, and it came out as the gift of money. Let me hear you say the gift of money. I'll have to begin there tomorrow night, maybe. Here are the videos, four videos, 4 hours. Of that teaching. Oh, what a powerful thing that was. And we have it also in audio, 4 hours of tape. And you ought to get both. You ought to look at it and you ought to listen. You know, the first disciple that Jesus calls is hearing. Simon. That is the first discipline of the mind that is to be corrected and acquired. And Simon listened to Jesus, listened to the word from the lips of Jesus until Simon became Peter. Simon became rock faith, unmovable faith. And I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. He knew that. He learned how to turn his ear from the world and listen only to Jesus. Let me hear you say, huh, who are you listening to? Listen to this stuff in the car. Look at it when you get home, because the eye gate is so important. And you've got to learn how to tell your eyes what to see and your ears what to hear. There's a Control Your Life series. I love this. Tell your mind what to think. Tell your feelings how to feel. Tell your body how to react. The power of a made-up mind. The power of fascination. Your mind, how it works for you or against you. Here is something that is just amazing. God's private phone number. Master of prosperity. Prosperity, your divine right, your power of employment and compensation. Young lady in Los Angeles told us how when she was a teenager, she got a hold of this tape, your power of compensation, employment and compensation. And she said she got blessed so much. She was going to college. She was still about 19, and she got blessed with a brand new Mercedes. And the cops just stopped her all the time because she didn't look, teenage black girl driving a Mercedes. She didn't look like she should have that, he figured. You see, the world does not think you should have what God wants you to have. You can have it. A reporter called from Chicago back in the 70s and said, what does that Reverend Ike mean by telling these people they can have all these things when he knows they can't have them? Well, if I wasn't in church, I'd tell you what I said. That really isn't so bad. I just simply said, you tell him that I said, who the hell is he to tell people what they can't have? Say to the people next to you, don't let people tell you what you can't have. You see, that's why the hearing has to be disciplined. The people will have you pushing when you ought to be shoving. Master of money. 10 commandments of money. Magnetize your mind with it. Psychology of money. I'll tell you what, I would mortgage everything I got to get all these tapes. I have been known for that old saying, you can't lose with the stuff I. But that lets you know that you've got to do what? You've got to use the stuff. Now, you have heard much from the two bishops and from myself, but you've got to use it. Someone else says, it works if you work it. You know, people say, oh, no, I tried it and it didn't work. That's why you tried. I don't allow my every time one of my employees or my associates come to me, and I've asked them to do something, well, I'll try. I said, don't. Because you know what that try is? It ain't nothing but an excuse they're setting up. So now, you've heard much, so I'm just going to let you place your hands in the receptive position now. And in your hands with this word that you have heard, I place the gift of money. By the spiritual laying on of hands, I place in your hands, your hearts, your minds, your spirits, the gift of prosperity, the gift of success. I cast upon you the God spell, the good spell, the healing spell, the wealth spell. And I feel in my spirit, by the Holy Spirit, that there's some of you that need some help with the fear of wealth, because you're going to get some persecution. Your own family will not understand you. Some of you, it's going to break up your friendship. Think not that I've come to bring peace, but a sword. But that sword will cut you loose from everybody and everything that is not for your highest good. And you will go forth from this place telling the truth about yourself. And let me give you some words of truth to close this. I am good health.
I am good health.
Say it to the organs of your body. Say it to all of the atoms and molecules even of your mortal body, and the Holy Spirit will quicken it. I am the joy of the Lord.
I am the joy of the Lord.
I have put on the garments of praise. For the spirit of heaviness.
I am love.
I am loving and being loved.
I am loving and being loved.
I am right relationships.
The wrong people can't harm me.
I'm connected with all of the right people. And all of the correct modus operandi
for every good purpose.
Everything is just clicking. The Spirit says, pop your fingers. Everything is just clicking. Everything is just clicking. Click, click, clicking. Click, 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 clicking. Click, click, clicking. Everything is just clicking. Click, clicking, clicking.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ooh. I am success.
What's up? Fresh is out of turn, baby. Get up, get the game of boots for the boots. I was coaching.
Straight to the mall and set on the inside. Prada, Gucci, full link leather,
bourbon cooler,
Gucci sweater.
20
inches pop my feather. The Birdman dead, I fly in any weather. Alligator seat with the head in the inside. Flying on the dash, G-Wagon, so fly. Number one, I'm tangled and twisted. When it comes to these cars, I am that. The Gucci with the matching interior. Three-wheel ride with the tie in the middle. It's fresh and stunner, and we like brothers.
We shine like pink, daddy.
It's our summer. Get up, get up, get up, get up.